Chapter 6. In Canterbury. Aunt Betsy decided that I must complete my education and go to school in the nearby city of Canterbury. We went to Canterbury the next day, and when we arrived, Aunt Betsy took me to the office of a lawyer, Mr. Wickfield. As we entered, we saw a young boy sitting at a desk. He was about 15 years old and had bright red hair.
"Ah, Uriah Heep," my aunt said. "Is Mr. Wickfield here?"
"Yes, Miss Trotwood,"
the red-haired boy replied. The boy studied me very carefully as we went into Mr. Wickfield's office. Mr. Wickfield was a grey-haired gentleman with black eyebrows. In spite of his grey hair, he was not particularly old. His desk was covered with papers and books.
"Miss Trotwood," he said, rising from his chair to greet my aunt, "what a pleasure to see you again. How can I help you?"
"I don't need a lawyer today, Mr. Wickfield," Aunt Betsy explained. "I've come about a different matter. This is Trotwood, my nephew. I have adopted him, and I need to find a school for him here in Canterbury." They decided that Dr. Strong's school was best for me and that I would stay at Mr. Wickfield's house because it was too far for me to travel from my aunt's house each day. Just then Mr. Wickfield's daughter, Agnes, entered the room. She had been looking after her father and the house since her mother's death a few years before. Mr. Wickfield explained that I was going to stay with them and asked Agnes to take me to my room. Before she left, Aunt Betsy gave me some advice, which I remember to this day. "Never be mean, never be false, and never be cruel." My first evening with Mr. Wickfield and Agnes was very pleasant. After dinner, Agnes played the piano for us. I then went to bed, thinking about the following day, my first day at my new school. The next morning, Mr. Wickfield and I arrived at Dr. Strong's school. It was perhaps the best school in Canterbury, and I knew that I would be happy there. Dr. Strong was a very gentle and intelligent man, and I liked him immediately. That evening at dinner, I told Agnes all about my new school. Later, on my way up to my room, I noticed that Uriah Heep was still working. I asked him why he was working so late, and he replied,
"I must improve my legal knowledge, Mr. Copperfield."
"Are you a great lawyer?" I asked.
"Me? Oh, no, Mr. Copperfield. I'm a very humble person."
"Perhaps one day you'll become Mr. Wickfield's partner in the firm," I said.
"Oh, no, I'm much too humble for that," he replied. There was something about Uriah Heep that I did not like, but I couldn't say what.
One day he invited me to have tea with him and his mother, and I politely accepted. As we entered the house, his mother said,
"Please excuse us, Mr. Copperfield. We are humble people. We have always been humble, and we will always be humble."
During our tea, Uriah Heep and his mother asked me many questions about myself, Mr. Wickfield, and Agnes. I felt uncomfortable, and I tried to avoid answering all their questions, but it was very difficult. I didn't know Uriah Heep well enough then to know that he always tried to discover as much as he could about people so that one day he could use that information for his own good. It was a hot afternoon, and the front door was open. Suddenly I heard a familiar voice.
"Copperfield, is it possible? Is it really you?"
I looked towards the doorway and saw Mr. Micawber standing there. He had been walking along the street and had heard my voice. Uriah Heep realized he was a friend of mine and invited him in. Now I felt even more uncomfortable. Mr. Micawber usually talked a lot, and I didn't want him to tell Uriah Heep about my past.
"Are you still in the wine business, Copperfield?" asked Mr. Micawber.
I turned to Uriah Heep and said, "Uriah, it has been a pleasant afternoon, and I am happy to have met your mother, but I must go now. I haven't seen Mr. Micawber for a very long time, and we have many things to talk about." I felt relieved to go, and happy to see my old friend.
I thought you were in Plymouth, I said to him. They didn't need talent in Plymouth, so I came here, Mr. Micawber replied.
Mr. Micawber invited me to his house, and Mrs. Micawber was very surprised to see me. The three of us talked together for a while. The following evening, as I was returning from school, I saw Mr. Micawber walking arm in arm along the street with Uriah Heep. The next day, I saw them together again. They seemed to be very friendly, and I hoped that Mr. Micawber hadn't told Uriah Heep too much about me.